We're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. From here to the end of the Perek, and then the next Perek, we're going to be dealing with the dinim of Pigul as they apply to Menachos. We learned from Zvachim all about Pigul as it applies to animal korbanos. The same dinim, the same basic dinim, apply to Menachos as well, and the same concept of we're going to be doing it all the way into the third parak even. Same basic ideas. If he has a thought of chutzas mana, that he's going to do certain, that he's doing avodas of the korban, having in mind that he's going to eat or burn parts of the korban beyond the proper time, or sprinkle the blood or whatever, that it becomes pigul, and a person is chayav kares for eating it. Whereas if instead he has a thought of chutz mekomo, of doing it outside the place, outside the azara, where it's supposed to be, then it's possible but not pigul. A person is not chayav, it has to be burnt, but a person is not chayav kares for eating. So the Mishnah says, a koimetz is a mincha. Person takes a koimetz, for the koin takes a koimetz from the mincha. And he has in mind that he's going to eat the shirayim outside the azara. So he's going to eat a kazayis, even not even the whole shirayim, but only a kazayis of it outside the azara. And by the way, all menachos are kodshe kodshin. So unlike with animal korbanos, we have some of them which can indeed be eaten in the rest of Yerushalayim. All menachos by definition have to be eaten only in the azara. So lahakir kumtza b'chutz, if he plans to burn the koimetz of the mincha outside the azara, or kazayis of the koimetz outside the azara. And if we look in Zvachim, whether he has in mind that person eating or the mizbeach eating, either way it's going to make it pigul. Or lahakdul levoinasa b'chutz, or he plans to burn the levoina outside the azara, possible that in by karis, then in all those cases it's possible, but there's no karis involved because pigul is only when he has a thought of chutz manoy outside the time, not chutz mekomoy outside the place. We talked about in Zvachim some symbolisms in it. One thing is that when a person is thinking about outside the place, okay, you know, he's outside, but he's looking in, as opposed to when he's inside the azara and then doing it wrongly and then doing it chutz mano. It's like he's physically inside the azara, but he's looking towards the outside, towards doing it in a time outside what Hashem said, and therefore that's more serious. We also talked about the idea that when he plans to do chutz mekomo, is like he's saying, fine, you know, in a certain sense, he's saying, I have nothing to do with the azara, which is bad, but at least, you know, he's likely to realize there's something wrong with that and do tshuva, as opposed to when he's saying, I'm going to do it in the azara, I'm going to burn everything in the azara, or I'm going to eat everything in the azara, but I'm going to decide on my own when the schedule for it is. That shows a serious rebellion against Hashem, and therefore that creates an idea of kares. Anyway, it actually brings up the point that how come the Mishnah had mentioned he wants to eat the shirayim or kazayas, he wants to burn the koimetz or kazayas, why not say he wants to burn the levoina or some of it, or kazayas of it? So Rashi says, because as we learned in the Gemara earlier on this Amud, there was an opinion of Reb Shimon, who said that the levoina, that all you need is one granule, one grain of levoina, and therefore the Mishnah can't really say that. Therefore, the Mishnah can't really say kazayis, because according to that opinion, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need only two. Then, if he had in mind to burn only one or two of them outside the azara, he'd make the korban possible. That's the point of Rashi. Shutta Mukubetzes brings up. That in that case, we said, first of all, the Mishnah could have said one kodet. Besides, we said the previous Mishnah was appointed a mayor. All of a sudden, now we'd be saying this one is appointed a Shimon. And he goes on to explain that since we're talking about there has to be some kind of achila, levoina is not edible, so therefore, so you can't really talk about something that would be edible, and therefore you can't really talk about that he'd have a thought about burning it. And then he says that answer doesn't really work. Fine, the answer is just because, since he already said it, kazayas as far as the shudayim and as far as the koimetz, so the Tana didn't bother mentioning kazayas again as far as the levoina, but in fact the same gene would apply to it as well if he had in mind to do a koimetz of the levoina outside the azara. But if he plans to eat the shirayim tomorrow, a kazayis and the shirayim lamacher, or a kazayis of them out, tomorrow, where with a mincha, all menachos being kodesh kodshin, then kodesh kodshin, then all of them the deadline is, all of them the deadline is chatzos of that night, or alois shachar of the following morning, according to the different opinions, but not the next day. So if he has in mind to eat the shirayim or kazayis of them tomorrow, then that makes it payable. Lahakta kum salamachar, kazayis of kum salamachar, or if he plans to offer the koimets tomorrow, or kazayis of it tomorrow, or lahakta levinosalamachar, or he plans to burn the levoina tomorrow, pigle, then the korban is going to be pigle, the chayovin of koris, and then a person who eats from the shirayim of that mincha is going to be chayiv koris. In other words, the concept of pigle does not only apply to animal korbanos, it applies equally well to menachos. Zachal, here's the general rule, when the person does any of the four main avodas, taking the kvitza, placing the koimetz into the keli, walking it over to the mizbeach, or burning that koimetz on the mizbeach, which those four things correspond to the four main avodas of an animal korban. In all those cases, lechol davar shadavka lechol, he plans to eat something that is meant to be eaten, such as the shirayim, or lahakter davar shadavka lahakter, or he plans to burn something that's supposed to be burnt, namely the shirayim or the koimetz or the levona, chutzam koimetz. If any of these things he has in mind to do it outside the place, outside the Azara, possible by thinking that he makes the korban possible in the koris. However, there's no koris involved in eating it. Chutzas manu, but if he has in mind to do chutzas manu, pigle, then it will be pigle, chayov another koris, and he will be, and a person will be chayiv koris for eating it. As opposed to, in other words, it actually says, if he plans to burn the shirayim tomorrow, or to eat the koimetz tomorrow, botla daita etza kol adam, then his das is botla, and we ignore it. It has to be, as we're saying, that he's planned the same way as with an animal korban, we said he has to be planning to eat what's meant to be eaten, such as the meat, and burn what's supposed to be burnt, such as the emurim, and not the other way around, so it is here too with a mincha. Even though, I mean, you might have considered by an animal, the parts that are meant to be burnt on the mizbeach are clearly distinct from the ones that are meant to be eaten, whereas with a mincha, it's all part of the same mincha, and only the fact that the Kohen arbitrarily took this particular handful out makes it a koimetz. Nevertheless, the same din applies. However, as we learned in Zvachim, as far as animal korbanos, provided that the matir is offered on the mizbeach the way it's supposed to be. In other words, that the only soul that should be in this korban is pickle. As we learned in Zvachim, and again we're going to learn in the next parak, that because the pasuk says by pigle it says lo yerotze, it will not be accepted, and by a kosher korban it says yerotze, it will be accepted. We learn from that that it has to be the same way as by a kosher korban. There can't be any psul. The same way by pigle, there can't be any psul outside of pigle. So only if the matter is offered kimitzvase the way it's supposed to be, without any other psul. Kate said, kodav hamacha kimitzvase, what do we mean? How is the matter being offered the way it's supposed to? Komatz v'shtika, he did the komatz quietly, without thinking anything. We talked at the beginning of our Masechta, we talked also in Zvachim, a machlokes rishonim, whether when we're talking about machshava of posel, or chutzas manu, or chutzim koma, or whatever, does that mean speaking it out, as Rashi and Tosfos understand, or does it mean thinking it, as the Mishnah Melech understands the Rambam? But here it would mean that he didn't have any thought that would disqualify the korban at the time of the kmitza. Nothing b'kliv aholuch v'hitvil chutzas manu. But then he did one of the other three avodas. He placed the koimetz in a keli and walked it over to the mizbeach and burned it. Any one of them with a thought of, or even all three of them, with a thought of chutzas manu. Or the other way around, he did the kmitza with a thought of chutzas manu, nothing b'kliv aholuch v'hitvil b'shtika, and then he did the other three avodas quietly without having anything in mind. Or he did all four avodas with a thought of chutzas manu. In all those cases, the matir has been offered properly. There was no other psul, and therefore the korban, and therefore the mincha is going to be pigle, and anybody who eats from it is going to be chayav koris. Ketzav loy karav hamatir from mitzvah. What do we mean that the matir has not been offered the way it's supposed to? For example, komatz chutz l'mekoymai. He did the kmitzah with the thought of chutz l'mekoymai, which would make the koyim possible, but not pigle. Nasim b'kli b'holach v'hikdil chutz l'zmanai. Then he placed the koyimitz in a keli and walked it over to the mizbeach and burned it with a thought of chutz l'zmanai. So it's not going to be pigle because you have a different psul involved over here, because you have not only the psul of chutz l'zmanai but also chutz l'mekoymai. So Oshet Komas Chutzes Manoi, or the other way around, he did the Kmitza with the thought of Chutzes Manoi, Nasim Makli Vaholach Vehikta Chutzes Makaymoi, and then he did one of the other Avodas with the thought of Chutzes Makaymoi, Oshet Komas Nasim Makli Vaholach Vehikta Chutzes Makaymoi, or he did all four of them with Chutzes Makaymoi, Zehu Shalai Karav Amatik Mitzvasei. In all those cases, the matter has not been offered properly because you have another psul involved. Now, obviously, if you have all four of them with chutz l'mekoymai, then there's nothing to talk about anyway. Of course, there's no pigul because pigul is chutz l'zmanai, but the Mishnah just mentioned that in order to round out the cases. So in all those cases, it's not part of a matter from mitzvah. Actually, he actually points out that all of them, any one of them he did with a thought of chutz l'mekoymai, and the other, even though he did three out of the four with chutz l'zmanai, nevertheless it will not be pigul because you need either all four with chutz l'zmanai or some of them chutz, or one or more of them chutz l'zmanai, and the other ones with nothing. Once you have chutz l'mekoymai involved over there, then it can't be pigul anymore. Another example, again paralleling what we learned in Zvachim as far as animal korbanos, minchas choyte or minchas knois. When it comes to the mincha schoita and the mincha of the korban or the biyodin and the mincha of the soita, which as we learned at the beginning of the masechta, those if they're done shaloi l'shma, then they're completely possible, unlike other menachas. So the same thing should come from shaloi l'shma. If he took the koymitz shaloi l'shma, having in mind it was a different type of korban, nosim b'tzi v'holach v'hichdil chutz l'zmanai, and then he did the other three avodas, one or more of the other three avodas, with a thought of chutz l'zmanai, oshak komatz chutz l'zmanai, or he did the kmitza with a thought of chutz l'zmanai, nosim b'tzi v'holach v'hichdil shaloi l'shma, and he did any one or more of the other avodas shaloi l'shma, oshak komatz v'nosim b'tzi v'holach v'hichdil shaloi l'shma, or he did the kmitza placed in the kevi and walked it over and burnt it shalei l'shman, zehu shalei karav hamatir from mitzvasei. In all those cases, the matir has not been offered the way it's supposed to, and therefore there's no pigul. Because again, there was a thought that would otherwise pass all the korban. Had it been a different mincha, and he thought chutz l'shmai, then just like we learned in Zvachim, it would not exclude the concept of pigul, because with other menachas, shalei l'shma does not pass all the korban. It just means that the owner is not yotz. Next, the Mishnah continues, just like we had in Zvachim, lecho kazayis v'chutz kazayis v'mocher. Similarly, if he has in mind to eat a kazayis of the mincha outside the azara, and another kazayis outside, another kazayis tomorrow, outside the time, or kazayis v'mocher, kazayis v'chutz, or the other way around, one of them tomorrow, and the other one outside, and the other kazayis l'mocher, kazayis v'chutz, kazayis l'mocher, kazayis l'mocher, kazayis v'chutz. He has in mind one of them to eat tomorrow, which would make it pigul, but then another one outside, which is chutz l'mekoymo, which makes it that it's only possible. Or he has in mind half kazayis outside and half a kazayis tomorrow, kazayis l'mocher, kazayis possible, v'chutz, or half kazayis tomorrow, half kazayis outside, but he's having in mind to eat a full kazayis, just with different thoughts. Within that kazayis, possible in all those cases, possible, but ain't by kardis, and there's no kardis involved. Rashi points out that we learned in Zvachim that up until now, when we were talking about chutz l'zmanai and chutz l'mekoymai, as far as different avodas, we were talking about exactly that, different avodas. He had in mind one thing during one avoda and a different thing or nothing at all during the other avoda. Now we're talking about where within one avoda itself, he has in mind that he's going to eat a half kazayis in one of the outside and a half kazayis tomorrow, or all the other permutations that we said. The point being, in other words, the Mishnah is going to go on to tell us Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which we also learned in Zvachim, that it depends which one comes first, and we discussed in Zvachim what is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Does he hold that the seder of the thoughts is significant only when it's across different avodas, or even within the same avoda? So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that no, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on this as well. Even when it's within the same avoda, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it depends which thought comes first. So, as we learned in Zvachim as well, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zah Klal, this is the rule, not like the Chachamim say. It's not always the case that if there's a second thought, then it's going to make it no longer pivotal. It depends which one came first. In Machsheva says Zman Kodmal Machsheva Samakim. If the thought of Zman came before, of Chutz Zmanu came before the thought of Chutz Mekoymei, pigul, then it will be pigul v'chayavan al koris, and he's chayav koris for that, because once it became pigul, then Rabbi Yehuda holds it can't be taken out of the status of pigul. But if the thought of Mokim came first, then it already became Kossel, the in by Koris, and then there's no Koris, because, again, the idea is, in other words, it's already been established as Kossel, and now it can't, and now it can't become Pigel. So in other words, he doesn't hold of the rule of Loi Torah Matar Kimitzvah. So exactly, he says it depends which of the two thoughts comes first. Once it was established with that thought, then it remains that way, even if a later thought can't undo it. The idea is, and Mefarshim explain, the Chachamim say that anyway, it's not going, anyway, it doesn't become officially pigul until the last avodah is done, until the blood of a korban is sprinkled, or in the case of a mincha, until the kohimitz is offered, and once you have two machshavas, then it hasn't been nikba, and therefore, yes, we may have had the machshava of pigul first, but nevertheless, it got canceled out by the later one. Rabbi Yehuda basically says that no, it's true, it only becomes pigul at the time of the zrika, or the burning of the koimetz, but nevertheless, retroactively, it means that we have to look at the original one first, and if the original one was zman, then it's enough to make the korban pigul, even though there was another thought later on. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if the thought of Zman came before the one of Mokim, Pigol v'chayom and Olav Kores, then it's Pigol and a person is Chayiv Kores for eating it. In Machshavas HaMokim, Kodmol Machshavas HaZman, but if the thought of Mokim came before the one of Zman, Posel v'en v'kores, then it's only Posel, but there's no Kores involved. V'cham oimim, v'cham say, Zeb v'zeb Posel v'en v'kores, and there are ways to be Posel, but there's no Kores, because, again, according to them, the definition is loy kodav a matir k'mitzvah, so the matir, which in this case is the koimetz, has not been offered according to its mitzvah, namely that there was a different psul involved over there, and therefore that's enough to take away the status of pigul and make it only Posel, and therefore no Kores. Tosfos points out that then they're saying the same thing as the Tanna Kamma, why repeat it? And Tosfos says, because this way we have a general rule that when we have a stam v'achakach machloikas, when we have a stam mishnah and then there's machloikas, generally speaking, the halacha is not like that stam mishnah, because what it means is that Rebbe originally decided the halacha is a certain way, but then he found out as he was compiling the rest of that masechta that in fact there's a different opinion on that subject, and he recorded it, and therefore that implies that he retracted his original view that the original one should be the halacha. But here, when we say the chacham omrim, and the halacha is going to be like the chacham against Rabbi Yehuda, then that means that establishes that here this rule is not so, and in fact the halacha is like the chachamim, that the order of the machshavas doesn't matter, whether within one avodah or whether within two avodahs. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say the order matters, but the chachamim say it never matters. The only factor is there a different thought of psul anywhere in the avodahs of this korban? So now the Gemara asks, Iboilahu. So now we have a question. The Divrei HaOmer Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kmitza LaHaktara. Now we had an opinion. We had a discussion earlier on that test about when. Now we said if the mincha is missing some of its substance before the kmitza is done, then we said for sure you cannot take the koymetz from it. We had a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, and we had a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Can you refill the container with more flour or not? Rabbi Yochanan said yes. Rish Lakish said no. But we definitely knew that you have to have any salt. Are fully sodden at the time you're taking the koimetz. But then we also discussed over there what happens if after you took the koimetz, but before you burnt another mizbeach, some of the shirayim are missing. And we said, Rabbi Yochanan says that you can still offer the koimetz. So the Divrei HaOmer Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kmitza LaHaktara, where we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can mark when the shirayim are missing something between the kmitza and the burning of the koimetz, makir koimetz alehen, you can go ahead and offer the koimetz on their behalf. V'kain l'lon, now we established over there in that sugya, da'osin shirayim asurim v'achila, we did establish that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you can't eat the shirayim in that case. We had different limudim on it from Supyam over there. We did have Rashi had brought one explanation in the Gemara over there that according to one explanation in Rashi, Rabbi Yanai had said you could eat the shirayim as long as the mincha was intact at the time of the kmitza. But then according to Rashi's second explanation, even Rabbi Yanai agrees that you can't eat those shirayim. And in that case, everybody else holds that certainly Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that you can't eat the shirayim. Now the question would be. So given that we have in that case permission to offer the koimetz, does that have what is the effect of that as far as the dinim of pigul? Mahu de tahani lahu aktara l'inu b'pigul. Is the burning of that koimetz effective enough to make that now, if he offered that koimetz, having in mind that he's going to eat these remaining shirayim, would that make them pigul? In other words, like this, we're saying you can't eat those shirayim, but if he's having in mind during the burning of the koimetz that he plans to eat from those shirayim and that he plans to eat from it tomorrow, where had the entire shirayim been available, it certainly would have been that's classic pigul. But on the other hand, now you have, interestingly over here, you have here on this sugya, besides for Pirush Rashi that we have printed in the Gemara, you also have at the end of the Perek, there's a piece there from the Rashbam and from Rabbeinu Meir and from Rabbeinu Meir and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the Rashbam, Rabbi Meir is his father. Rabbi Meir was a son-in-law of Rashi. The Rashbam was a grandson of Rashi. His brothers were Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. So we have on this next piece of Gemara over here, from here until the middle of the next Amud, we have a running pirush from the Rashbam and his father on this Gemara. We have two other places in Shas where we have a running commentary of the Rashbam. We have most of Bava Basra, and we have the last Perek of Psochim. So here we have another one. I think I've seen, there seems to be evidence that maybe the Rashbam wrote a running pirush on the entire Shas, but most of it is lost, the fact is because people learned Rashi more and people weren't so interested in copying out the Rashbam's pirush. So all we have is these parts. In any case, the Rashbam points out as follows. The Rashbam and Rabbeinu Meir, we'll just call it Rashbam for short. In any case, so they explain like this. If the shirayim are mutter to eat, no question, that's classic pig. If they're completely possible, for example, they became tomei or other things, then there's nothing to talk about pigul. Because then you don't have korav amatzah kumitzvase, because then you don't have, as we said in the Mishnah, that the matzah, that the koimetz, was offered without there being any psul. But here the question is, the psul, that here we're saying, as far as when some of it is missing, it's kind of posul, but not posul. It's posul in the sense that you can't eat the shirayim, as we're saying, but it's not posul in the sense that you can offer the koimetz. So now, ma'u de tahani lahu akdara, akdara lamik de'inu b'pigul. So would the burning of the koimetz be effective in making them and establishing them as pigul? Because after all, you have the right to offer the koimetz over here and make and then according to Rabbi Yochanan, and make the korban kosher. Is that good enough also now? Does that also mean that if he now thought that he's going to eat some of those shirayim, at chutz l'zmano, the next day, that it would be enough to make the korban pigul? And also, v'lak kinu miden ye'ila. And here's another question. What about if there was no thought of pigul, no thought of chutz manoi, but the question is, would offering this koimetz make that this mincha is not subject to the ilah anymore? Namely, the rule with korbanos, we're going to learn about it in a second, the ilah versus Hashem, is that kodshe kodshim in general, ni'ilah applies to them as soon as you makdish them. And so it is with a mincha as well. A mincha is kodshe kodshim, and as soon as you designate this flour and oil is going to be for the mincha, then ni'ilah immediately applies, and if a person then goes and uses it for his own purposes, then b'mezid he's chayv malchus, and b'shoigig he's paying back hekdish plus a choymish and bringing a korban asham ni'ilas. But now, the rule is, once the thing of the korban that makes it mutter is offered on the mizbeach, then ne'ilah goes away. So, for example, let's say with a chatas, Once the blood is sprinkled and the emunah are offered, then the ilah no longer applies because now the kohenim have a right to eat the hakas. Well, with a mincha, the same kind of thing. So with a mincha, with kodesh kadmon, with kodesh kalam, there's different rules, but whatever, we'll learn about that in the sechta me'ilah, Bez Hashem. But minochas, the rule is that the me'ilah applies to it from the beginning until the kohenim is offered, and then at that point, then me'ilah goes away, because now the kohenim are supposed to eat the rest. Well, again, if you were the kohenim, are not supposed to eat the rest, because we're saying the shirayim, the remainder of the shirayim are also to eat. So, nevertheless, would offering that kohenetz take away the issur of me'ilah? Because again, after all, you have a right to offer the kohenetz over here, so maybe it's considered that to that extent it's being matir the rest of the korban. You can't actually eat it, but nevertheless, it's still, but on the other hand, it's not dovr shadarka lechol, because after all, you're not supposed to eat it. So therefore, you're not really having a thought over, you're not really having a thought. As we said in the Mishnah, lechol, dovr shadarka lechol, or a different way of putting it is, it's not actually korav hamatzah to mitzvase. So there are different ways that Mephoshim have to understand what exactly the framework of the question is. Okay. Well, Omer Avuna said Avuna answers now. Now you have like this. Also in the Sechta Me'ilah, you have a machlokas as follows. You have machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. What happens if meat of kodshei kodshim, which is supposed to stay inside the azara, what happens if it was taken out of the azara, and then the blood was sprinkled? Now, the meat is going to be possible to eat because it was taken out of the azara. But is that sprinkling of blood good enough to take away the issue of me'ilah on the meat? Where now, if a person eats the meat, he'll be over on the fact that he ate kodesh from that apostle, but he won't be over on me'ilah. So you have machlokas Rabbi Akiva and you have machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer over there. Rabbi Akiva says the zrika is enough to make it that me'ilah goes away. So Rav Huna says, even according to Rav Akiva, who says that the sprinkling the blood of the korban will be effective regarding the meat that was taken out of the azara, that me'ilah will no longer apply to it, even though that meat itself is possible to eat. But says Rav Huna, that would apply only when it was actually taken out of the azara. Fine, it was taken out, it's in the wrong place, but the issa be'ene, but it exists in full. All of that, there's nothing physically wrong with the meat. It's still there. It's only possible because of a side thing, because it was taken out of the Azara, and now it's in the airspace of the rest of the city of Yerushalayim. So therefore, even though you can't eat it, nevertheless, the sprinkling of the blood is good enough to take away me'ilah. But when something is lacking of the mincha, the psula de gufehu, where it's a psula in the actual body of the korban, loy mahani le, loy mahani le haktara. Then no, the burning of the kohenetz should not be effective to take away me'ilah from the rest of it, says Rav Huna. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds up the zrika, does not help. For Yosef, would certainly hold that it would be possible in this that it wouldn't work in this case, and that the burning of the kohenetz does not take away me'ilah. And the pashtus also, Rav Huna would be saying, doesn't cause it to become pigul either. But even Rabbi Akiva says Rav Huna would also have to agree to that as well. Now Tosfos points out that the Gemara there in Me'ilah does say that does bring a possibility that maybe Rabbi Akiva is talking about where only some of the meat of the korban was taken outside, and the question is about that part, and we could say once the sprinkling of the blood is effective for the part that remained inside the azara, then it's effective also for the part outside. So the Gemara could have answered that there's that distinction. However, the fact is, in that Gemara and Me'ilah, there's machlokas on that point. Tosfos goes on to point out other points, as far as we learned a few days ago about a different machlokas also involving Rabbi Eliezer, but there with Rabbi Yeshua, regarding if the meat or chalev of the korban is missing, can we sprinkle the blood or not? And then Tosfos compares that with Rabbi Akiva's opinion over here. Anyway, the point is, Rabbi Huna is saying that that everybody, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, would have to agree that in this case, burning the kohenetz is not going to be effective to make the shirayim no longer subject to me'ilah. because here you have a psul in the actual korban itself, as opposed to in Reb Akiva's case, where you just have the korban itself is intact and it's just in the wrong place. The Karen Oda points out, by the way, that why of all things are we comparing it to Yotzer? Why are we comparing this case, and why are we trying to draw a comparison between this case where something is missing of the mincha and Yotzer? He says because Yotzer is like the most minor. It is a psul, of course, but it is, the fact is, we find that, what he says is because by chisaron, again, the very fact that you can offer the koimetz, which we don't find by other psul, and therefore the Gemara wants to compare it to yotze, which the Gemara also thinks is a very lenient kind of, a psul. So that's Rav Huna. But Amalei Rava, but Rava says to Rav Huna, Adrabba, on the contrary, I feel a little bit Eliezer, Dama in Zrikam, Elas Leyotze. On the contrary, you should say, even according to Rabbi Eliezer in that Gemara in Me'ilah, who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and says that Zrika is not effective for something, for the meat that was taken out of the Azara, you could argue the other way around. Hanimili, Yotze, that would only be where it was taken out, the lesser Bifnin. The fact is, it's not inside. Okay, you could talk about, as Tosfos says, well, are we talking about when only some of it was taken out, or all of it, but the part that's outside is outside, that's that. Aval, chisaron, but when it's lacking something, the isei bifnim, where after all, it is located inside the azara. Mahanulei haktara, so you could argue that the burning of it is effective for it. You could argue, in other words, that in other words, Rav Huna is taking the view that a chisaron being in the goof of the korban is worse than yotzer, where the korban itself is intact and it's just in the wrong place. Rava is saying, on the contrary, you could argue the other way around. Being in the wrong place is worse than something of it missing, where at least it's inside the azara. And in that case, if we go that way, then we could say, omahanulei haktara, we could say that the haktara, that the burning of the koimetz, is effective to take away me'ilah, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. So which one is more, which soul is more serious? Something missing of it, or it being in the wrong place? Okay. Omar Rava, and Rava continues, Minah Minallah, to answer our original question, if something is missing of the shirayim and you offered the koimetz, yes, the korban could become pigle, and yes, me'ilah no longer applies if there was no thought of pigle. So Amar Rava Minah Minallah, where do I get that from? That in that case the burning of the koimetz is effective to change those dinim? It's none, because from our very Mishnah, a koimetz is a mincha lecho shirei habachutz. He took the koimetz of the mincha, planning to eat the shirayim outside, or kazayis v'shirayim b'chutz, or he plans to eat a kazayis of it outside. So you have the shirayim consists of multiple kazayisim, and he has in mind to eat one of them outside. Now, on the other hand, the Toni Reb Chiya, on the other hand, Reb Chiya teaches in a b'raisa, he also has a braisa that describes this case where the person takes the koimetz and has in mind to eat the shirayim outside, the loy toni oy kazayis. However, Reb Chiya's braisa does not include the phrase oy kazayis. Now, my time, loy toni oy kazayis. Now, why would he leave out oy kazayis? We have oy kazayis in many places in our Mishnah, and Reb Chiya in his restatement of it in his braisa does not mention kazayis at all. Not by koimet, not by shirayim, not by tigol, not by posel. So why not? Why would he leave out oy kazayis in all those places? Must be lav to gun shechos yushirayim v'komolu hakazayis, because he could be addressing the case where some of the shirayim, or most of the shirayim, are missing, and all we have left is a kazayis. So in other words, we would say like this. So he says that this, so all you have left is a kazayis. He says, though, I'm going to take this koimetz and I'm going to put it in a keli or walk it over, etc., having in mind that I'm going to eat a kazayis of the shirayim tomorrow. Now, the Now, you have to say, Rashi points out that you can't say that this has happened before the Kmitza, because again, you can't take the koimetz from a mincha that's lacking anything that's down to only a kazayas. So therefore, but now, if after the Kmitza, before the burning it, in one of those three avodas, we're saying again, Rabbi Yochanan is saying you can offer the koimetz. So therefore, and we see that, and apparently we see that, that a thought of pigle will still be affected. So in other words, when the Mishnah is saying over and over, or kazayas, it doesn't mean that a kazayas out of the entire shirayim which are left. It means, let's say there's only a kazayas left of the shirayim, and still the Mishnah is implying that there can still be pigul in that case. Now Rashi goes on to say that in that case, then, So the Gemara goes on to explain, and then Rashi types it out. The Kivin now. So that explains why in our Mishnah it says Oikazayas over and over. But why does Rabbiya leave all of them out? Because the Kivin dematan kli the hiluch of aktara leimasni lei. Because when it comes to the remaining avodas, when it comes to putting it in the keli, or walking it over, or burning it, you can't say oikazayas ashirayim. You can't say oikazayas about the shirayim, because if he says in those cases oikazayas, then we would have to explain that it means that oikazayas is going to mean different places, is going to mean different things in different places. It's going to have to be he can't say only a kazayas of the koimetz. Because if anything of the koimetz is missing, then it's possible. So in the Sefer, Rav Chiya did not put the word oikazayas, b'kmitza nami. So he didn't put the word oikazayas on the shirayim by those three avodas, because even though we're talking about that's down to only one kazayas, but he couldn't have put the word oikazayas for kmitza nami. So then when it comes to, he couldn't put oikazayas by the kmitza, because by the koimetz it has to be complete. We're going to learn later in the Masechta that a koimetz is always a minimum of two kazayasim. So you can't have only a kazayas, you can't have where he intends, we can't have where he has only a koimetz of the koimetz, where he has only one kazayas of the koimetz, and is going to offer that, because that would be a possible koimetz. You have to offer the entire thing. So once he couldn't say oikazayas over there, then he didn't want to say oikazayas by the shirayim either, in order to be consistent. So that's why he doesn't say oikazayas. Not that he disagrees with the din, though. He doesn't disagree with the din, but the Tana of the Mishnah didn't mind saying the word, the word oikazayas, and having it be inconsistent in different places, where in the case of the shirayim, it means that there's only a kazayas left, and in the case of the koimetz, it means that he offers one kazayas of it with a thought of chutzos manoi, and the other one with no thought at all. The Tana of the Mishnah didn't care about that. But Rav Chiya did, and therefore he doesn't want to have the word oikazayas anywhere, because he wants to be able to use it consistently throughout. The Vikatoni Sefer, and yet the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Pigul v'chayov and olav karis, that in all these cases it will be Pigul as long as there's no other psul, and he's chayav karis. Alma mahan yalahu. So we see that the bruning of the koimetz is enough, even though there's only a kazayas left of the shirayim, nevertheless it still can become pigle. Therefore, Rava says, if you analyze the Mishnah and compare it and contrast it with the wording in the Braisa of Rav Chiya, you'll find Rav Chiya and the Tana of our Mishnah are not arguing, but the Mishnah, when it says oy kazayas, sometimes it means where there's only a kazayas left of the shirayim, as opposed to oy kazayas. When it comes to the koimetz, doesn't mean there's only a koimetz left of it, means that he has in mind to burn a koimetz of it chutz manoi. And we understand that by contrasting it with the Lashon in Rav Chiya's Braisa, where for that reason he didn't want to use oikazayas, because then the meaning of it would be inconsistent. But we see, therefore, by analyzing it that way, says Rava, it comes out the Mishnah is, in fact, talking about a case where there's only a kazayas left of the shirayim, and nevertheless we're still saying that when he burns the koimetz, then that kazayas of shirayim will become pigul. So that's how Rashi learns the flow of the Gemara over here. So the Rashbam learns it. The Rashbam learns it a little bit differently, and he has a slightly different girsa you can't. He explains that really, if you have only a kezias left, then you can't really talk about a kezias of the shirayim, because then the kezias and the shirayim are one thing. So because of that, he didn't want to mention oy kezias by the kmitza as well, because not so much as Rashi is saying, because the word oy kezias would mean different things in different places, but because you can't really say, when it comes to the other avodas after kmitza, talk about that he plans to do a kezias of the shirayim, when we could be talking about a case when there is exactly a kezias of shirayim left. Tosfos also has some discussion about what Rava's proof is. So the point is, Rava says we seem to be able to be medayek from the Mishnah that in fact, even if only a kezias of shirayim were left, nevertheless, still the korban is able to become pigle, and that would answer the question, even if the shirayim are missing, even if most of the shirayim are missing, and you can't in fact eat any of those shirayim after you burn the koimetz, nevertheless, if the burning of the koimetz, if there was no other psul, will make the korban pigle, and will also take away, and will make the korban pigle, and will also take away me'ilah. However, Amalei Abaya, but Abaya says to Rava, that's not really a proof. Loi, no, you can't be medayek from that. You could say the reason why Rav Chiya did not say the word oy kezias, not because of the inconsistency, or not because oy kezias means that you only have a kezias left, but because Hamani Rav Elazar. Because you could say that Rav Chiya's Baisa is according to the opinion of Rav Elazar, the Tanan, which we learned in Zvachim. The koimetz that has to be burnt on Mizbeach, the Levoina, and the Levoina, which also has to be burnt, the Akhtoris, every day's Akhtoris, or Minchas Koyanim, the Mincha that a Koyan brings, which, as we're going to learn, as the Pasuk tells us in Parashat Tzav, we're going to learn it in various places in Amos Sefer, when a Koyan brings a Mincha of any kind, we do not take a koimetz from it and the rest and burn it on Mizbeach. And the Shirayim, rather the whole thing is burnt on Mizbeach. All of these things we're listing over here are all things which are completely burnt on Mizbeach. The entire Koimetz is burnt, the entire Levoina is burnt, the Ketores is burnt, the Minchas Koinim, or Minchas Koin Mashiach, the Mincha that the Koin Gadol brings every day, the Minchas Chavitin, which is also burnt completely, or Minchas Nesachim, and the Mincha that comes together with certain animal korbanos, all of those, Shehikrev Ma'achas Man Kazais Bachutz, if a person offers a kezias to them outside of the Azara, and as we learned extensively in Zvachim, a person is chayev koris for offering korbanos outside the Azara, so now if it was even a kezias chayev, then he's chayev for mala bachutz. But for Rabbi Elazar Potrach, Yaakov is kolay, but we learned there that Rabbi Elazar says he's potter unless he offers the whole thing. So you can say that Rav Chiya does not mention oy kezias because it wouldn't work according to Rav Elazar, offering a kezias out of the larger thing that has to be offered is not considered a burning. We had the general rule in Zvachim that only when it's roy lovei bifnim, only when you have something which is suitable to be offered inside the Azara, only then is he chayav for offering it outside the Azara. Here, Rav Elazar holds that outside he's not chayav unless he does the whole thing. Why? Because only if he does inside would it be good. So therefore, you could say that's why Rav Chiya did not say oy kezias, because by kmitza he can't say oy kezias, because in fact it wouldn't be so. If he had in mind to do only a kezias of the koimetz with chutz bezmanoi, then it would not make it pigle, because he has to have according to Rav Elazar, he has to have chutz bezmanoi in mind for the entire koimetz and not just one kezias of it. So Rav Chiya's Braisa maybe is according to Rav Elazar, and therefore that would be a different reason why Rav Chiya leaves out the word oy kezias. So nothing to do with according to the Chachamim, but we're not necessarily talking about where any of the shirayim are missing. We're talking about he does have the full shirayim, But by the koimetz, he cannot say the word, by the koimetz, he cannot say the word oikazayis, because that wouldn't fit with Rav Elazar's opinion, and therefore by shirayim, he doesn't mention oikazayis either. But in fact, maybe if it is down to only a kazayis, or anything, if it's less than the isorin minus the koimetz, then in fact, you could say that you cannot offer that even though you do offer the koimetz, you're not able to make a pigle with that, because you're not able to eat the shirayim afterwards. So there's no proof from that braisa for what there's no proof from that braisa says Abaye to Rava to what you're saying. So the Gemara says e Rav Elazar, but if you're going to say that braisa of Rav Chiya is like Rav Elazar, hi lahakter kumsa, then why does it mention only to burn the koimetz? Lahakter kumsa levoinosim ibarilei. It should say to offer the koimetz and the levoina. The tnan. Because we learned also in Zvachim over there, a koimetz v'alavona shehikrim es echam nehen b'chutz, if he offered one or the other, only the koimetz or only the levona, outside the azara, chayiv, and he's chayiv karis for that, v'rabbe loza poter av shiachiv eshen. And again, Rabbe Loza passels it, and again, Rabbe Loza says he's not chayiv, unless he offers both of them, because the koimetz and the levona together make up the matir for the mincha. So the braisa can't be according to Rav Elazar, because then it should have mentioned Lavona as well. It must be according to the Chachamim, and therefore Rava's inference from the comparison of the braisa to our Mishnah is still valid. But Rava answers no. Lo nitzu chelo koimetz minchas choyte. No, because the braisa may specifically be talking about a minchas choyte where there's no Lavona, there's no oil and no Lavona. So then, obviously, then only the koimetz alone is enough to. Then, so if it was a minchas choyte, and the person took the koimetz alone and offered it outside the azara, of course Rav Elazar would agree he's chayiv karis, because there's no levona to talk about. The Gemara says, "V'ich b'tana l'ashmin and koimetz minchas choyte." Why would Rav Chiya go to the bother of writing an entire braisa like that just in order to hint at the case of minchas choyte and not otherwise specify? If sure, if he wants to say that Rav Elazar holds by minchas choyte, then he's chayiv. Then he would just say that. So you don't have to go through this whole long discussion over here and when we say the entire thing of our Mishnah just to hint at this one case where there's no Lavoina involved. And Rava says, hey, as a matter of fact, yes, when Rav Dini came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Elazar, he says that Rav Elazar says, this is Rav Elazar the Amora. Before we were talking about Rav Elazar the Tana, which is Rav Elazar ben Shamua. Now we're talking about Rav Elazar the Amora, which is Rav Elazar ben Pidas. So Rav Dini reported in the name of Rav Elazar ben Pidas, koimetz the minchas choytehu, that in fact, when the braisa is talking about offering the koimetz, and talking about whether the koimetz is pigle or not, koimetz the minchas choytehu, it's talking specifically about the koimetz of a minchas choytehu, the Rav Elazar he, and it goes according to Rav Elazar the Tana. So yes, that braisa is specifically according to that, the braisa is talking about minchas choyte, but other than that, in a regular mincha, yes, we would say you have to offer the koimetz and the levoina in order to be chayav, but nevertheless, we can say the braisa still other than that, though, the braisa is in fact according to the Chachamim, and therefore my inference from that braisa is valid. That by comparing them, by contrasting the braisa with our Mishnah, then we see that even if there's only a kezayis of shirayim left, and you offer the koimetz, nevertheless the koimetz can still become pigle. However, Hoder Omar Rava, but then Rava changed his mind and said, Lav Milsa Hidamri, what I said is not correct. In fact, I agree with Rav Huna on Amar Aleph that offering the koimetz in this case will not take away pigle. D'tanya, because we learn in a braisa. The pasuk says about the lachem aponim kodesh kadoshim hu. That's kodesh kadoshim. Now, when it says kodesh kadoshim hu, it's saying it is kodesh kadoshim. Which implies that the whole thing has to be intact. That's according to Rashi. The Rashbam brings Tosfos and the Rashbam bring other possibilities of what it can be of what it can be. The Rashbam in particular says that it's talking about the Miluim, where you also have to bring the Korbanos HaMiluim when they dedicated the Mishkan, where also they have to bring loaves of bread together with it, and also you have all of them have to go together. Anyway. So it says who, or in the case of the Milum, it says he, which implies that it has to go all as one unit. So therefore, we learn from that, if one of the chalos were to get broken, then all of them are possible. And you can't offer the bazichin on their behalf. We did learn a few days ago in the Gemara, that in fact you would offer the bazichin in that case, but nevertheless you can't eat the lachem upon him. Tosfos does point out, though, if we're talking about the lachem upon him over here, necessarily it has to be after the time when after the bazichin are taken off the shulchan, or at least after the time when they're supposed to be, as we learned a few days ago. Otherwise, again, it's the equivalent of something of the mincha being lacking before the kmitza, and then you don't take the kmitza in the first place. So therefore, we have to be talking about when it came time to take them off, or whether they were in fact taken off or not. And now one of the chalas broke, so we're saying all of them are possible. You go ahead and offer the bazichin, but nevertheless, you can't eat the chalas of the lachem upon him. Now, the implication is, says Rava, ha yotzas. Now the implication would be only because one of them is broken and therefore something of it is lacking. But ha yotzas, implying though that if some of them instead became possible by being taken out of the Azara, then no problem. The ones that are still inside the Azara will remain kosher. They won't be affected by the ones that went outside. Now, the fact is, you need all 12 chalas together. If you're going to tell me that the ones are, you need the entire complete mincha of 12 chalas of lachem upon him, and you see, therefore, the one that was taken out still counts as one of the 12. Therefore, you see that, now you see, when you have the bruning of the levoina and the bazichin, which is the equivalent of zrika, of blood, it's effective for yotze, it's effective for those that were taken out. And therefore, we see that just because something is possible to eat doesn't mean that it doesn't count. Man shamat leidam zrika me'elas leyotze. Now, which Tana do we find that holds that the zrika is affected even for meat that was taken out of the Azara? Rabbi Akiva, that would be Rabbi Akiva. We said on Amar Aleph. Vikva Omar, and yet the Braisa is saying, nifrasa loy, that if one of them was broken, then no. So we see, in other words, that even Rabbi Akiva holds that chisaron is a more serious psul than taking out. So here on Omar Aleph, Rav Huna had said exactly that. Something missing from it is more serious soul than yotze, and therefore even Rabbi Akiva, who holds that yotze, it'll be fine, and the blood, and sprinkling of the blood, is effective to take away me'ila. Rav Huna had said it wouldn't be the case with chisaron. Now Rava is coming around to and agreeing with that as well on the strength of this braisa, which clearly is according to Rabbi Akiva, and yet is saying that when the chalas were broken, then they become possible. Tosfos actually points out that, wait a minute, how do we know that possible means that, in other words, that possible over here means that you can't eat them, but at least bruning the bazichin takes away me'ila. Tosfos points out that then the Braisa would have said Einan Me'echolos. When it says Psula, then it means that the bruning of the bazichin is not effective at all. And then Tosfos goes on to Tosfos gives so actually Tosfos mentions that explanation, but says it's a bit of a doicha to say that. And you could say because it says Psula rather Einan Me'echolos, but Tosfos doesn't really like that explanation so much. So they go on to give a couple of other answers. One of them is maybe not. Maybe Robert Diuk. That the Braisa is mentioning where one of them was broken and does not mention Yotze, means that there's a difference between them. Maybe not. But also because the pasuk says who or he, implying that nothing is effective for it at all. And we see also that when so machmir, if even one of them breaks, all of them are possible. So we see therefore that so that shows us that there's a chumer over here, and we're not going to say that offering the bazichin takes away ne'ilah or creates pigle. So therefore, Rava says, on the strength of that braisa, we have to say, therefore, that in fact, something missing of the chalas is more serious than something being taken out, and we would go like Rav Huna's explanation, and that even Rabbi Akiva would hold that it would be that offering the koimetz, or in this case, the bozichin, wouldn't be effective for that. But Amalei Abaya, but Abaya says to Rava, what kind of a, that's not really such a serious question, that because of that you should retract your earlier position. Ni katani hayotzes. After all, does the Braisa say anything about if it was taken out, which you're inferring from the Braisa? You're being medayakit. Dilma ha nitmes. Maybe all it means is if one of them was broken, as opposed to if one of them became tomei. Then you would say, Hanach Kshelis, the other ones remain kosher. My time at the Meratza Tzitz. Why? Because the Tzitz is effective for, the Tzitz takes away the Psul of Tumah, and therefore it makes it as though none of them were Tomei. You won't be able to eat it, but at least it won't, at least it can count together with all the other ones. Avo Yotzas, but you could argue that if one of them was taken out, Loi, maybe offering the bezichin is not going to be effective, and all the chalas apostle, because then offering the bezichin is not effective at all. And in that case, just the opposite. You're thinking this braise is according to Rabbi Akiva. Maybe on the contrary, this braise is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Yama ein zrikam elas liyotze, which who says that when something was taken out of the azara that should have stayed inside, then the zrika is not effective for it. So the same thing over here. So in other words, you have three possible psulim. The Braisa is spelling out the case where one of the breads was broken, and saying that they're possible, and you're inferring from that the other possible cases where it was taken out, and say that it would be kosher, and because of that you're saying it's according to Rabbi Akiva, and you see though that the possible, if some of them is missing, namely that they're broken, but maybe not. Maybe the Braisa is trying to contrast where one of them was broken versus one of them became possible. But if any of them were taken out, in fact, then all of them would become possible, and you can't even offer the bezichin, like Rabbi Eliezer. And in fact, continues Abaya, the Braisa could in fact have said that way. It could have said Yotzas. It could have said the case where one of them was taken out. The reason why, specifically, it mentions the case where one was broken, the chiddush of it is, that the nifrasa, even one of them was only broken, the isay, the thnim, and it's still inside the azara, then still burning the bozichin is not effective to make it kosher. But that would be according to Rabbi Eliezer, because as we said, on Omar Aleph, we would take the view that when that even Rabbi Eliezer had said it's possible by Yotze, but even when it's inside and there's no soul of Yotze, nevertheless it can still be possible by virtue of one of them having been broken. Avol Rabbi Akiva, but you could argue that according to Rabbi Akiva, Dama Zrika Me'elas LeYotze, who says that Zrika is effective for something that's taken out, you could say Afilu Chisora Nami Mahani LeAftara, you could say even if something is lacking of the korban, nevertheless, the haktorah, the burning of it, is effective and takes away and creates pigle and takes away ne'ilah, as in fact Rava had said before. So Rava had said that even Rabbi Eliezer would hold of that. Abaya is saying that's fine. You don't have to say Rabbi Eliezer would hold that way, but at least you can say that Akiva holds that way. So therefore, we can still uphold with the way that Rava explained it, that there's something of it missing is not such a serious psul, and therefore, in fact, that we can, not only do we offer the rest of the koimet, not only do we offer the koimet, but even though we can't eat the shirayim, nevertheless, offering that koimet, if it was done with a thought of, if one of the avodas was done with machshavas zman, will make the koimet pigle, and if it was done without any disqualifying machshavas, it'll take away me'ilah, we can still uphold that after all. Even though Rava had said, I have to change my mind on the strength of the Braisa we just quoted, Abaya says no, because that Braisa can be only according to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva, in fact, would disagree with that. And in fact, the Rambam does pass in according to that, in fact, in that case, even though some of the Shirayim are missing, and even if you only have left the kazayis of the shirayim, nevertheless, it's still good enough. Pigle will apply, and if there was a thought of pigle, and me'ilah will no longer apply if there was no thought of pigle. So after all, even though we have the usually the halacha is like Rava over Abaya, but over here Abaya points out that even Abaye points out there's no reason for, the truth is the Rambam does not say for sure it is. He says it's a suffix. Ultimately, the Rambam says it's a suffix. Do they become piggle? So do they become piggle? Here, we talked about previously when it comes to matters of kodshim, the Rambam usually says a suffix is if you offered it, then it still hurts. Here, that's not relevant. The question is not whether to offer it. The question is whether a person eats it is chayev for eating piggle. So the Rambam is leaving that question open. The Pashtus then we would say he can't, if it's bemazin, then whether he gets kodes or not is going to be up to Hashem. It's not something that the Beis Din on earth needs to know about. And if it's a matter of shogeg, the Pashtus, we would say he can't bring a chatas for it because we don't know for sure whether he's chayev a chatas. Fine. So we'll continue. We'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with the Mishnah and continuing on this topic of the pigle.